Hey guys, so this is a video I feel God is wanting me to do, and this is a clear message, and that is that God is rising up to judge this earth. There is a prevailing thought now, even in Christian circles, that the future is just going to be sunny, that there is just going to be peace and blessing and prosperity. And that is not the word of God. That is not what the Spirit of God is revealing is coming. That is not the season that the Spirit of God is saying we are in. And those that are saying those things, guys, are false prophets. They are false prophesying, and they are not speaking the word of the Lord. They are not speaking what the Spirit of God is saying. I had one dream where I saw the Lord God Almighty rising up to judge the earth, and the Lord was pictured in the dream as a storm. And in the dream, I thought, no, this is no ordinary storm. This is God rising up to judge the earth. And guys, what's happening now with China and Hong Kong, what is happening with Iran going well beyond the limits of what they're supposed to be producing in terms of nuclear warfare, what's happening with China and the South China Sea, what's happening with Russia around the world, with India rising up like they never have before. This is signs of the storm that has started and is coming. And guys, politics are not going to save you. Leaders are not going to save you. Do not be deceived. Don't put your trust in men. Don't put your trust in your favorite political policy. God has clearly revealed that he is rising up to judge. And the only safety at this time is in Jesus Christ. And guys, the message for our time is clear. Firstly, number one, we need the gospel. We need to be covered by the blood of the Lamb. That is the only thing that can save men, is putting their trust in Jesus Christ, who came to earth as fully God and fully man, as the Son of God, and came to earth, gave up his godhood in heaven, and came in the form of a man to die for men on a cross. Evil men put him on a cross, treated him as a criminal. And in one sense, we did the same thing. We rejected him. And the hope of it is that God laid upon him the sin of the world. And if we put our trust in him, we'll be saved, because God raised him from the dead. Evil men killed him. He was on the cross and suffered a brutal, torturous death, nails through his hands and his feet, and suffered the wrath of God as well, what we deserved. He took our punishment, and he was in the grave 3 days and three nights, rose on the third day by the power of God, and showed himself alive to many people with many proofs that he was alive. And now he's seated at the right hand of God. But guys, we have come, I fully believe, and yes, it's true, no man knows the day or the hour, but we also are told in the word of God to notice the signs, recognize, like Jesus said to the Pharisee, look, you know, you hypocrites, you can, you know, read the signs of the sky, and you can tell when a storm is coming. You can tell, you know, when it's going to be a good day. But, you know, you hypocrites, you can't tell the time that you are in. And guys, today, not only the world, but a lot of the church has no idea the hour that we are in. And it is such an urgent hour. And instead, we are so taken up with, and let me qualify this by saying, look, I have a natural interest in love of looking at the news. I have a natural interest in politics. But guys, at the moment, people are obsessed with the news. They're obsessed with politics. They are treating their political parties, no matter what country you're in, with this idolatrous idea that the kingdoms of this world are the kingdoms of God. And guys, the kingdoms of man are nothing like the kingdom of God. And God is in heaven looking down, wanting to see the people that are turning to him and want to reconcile to himself. He loves men. But guys, at the moment, we have come to an hour where even in the church, we are becoming obsessed with politics and idolizing men. Men like Donald Trump, who may be for good policies, and yes, we should pray for our leaders. We should honor those in authority. Yes, the scripture says, but we should not idolize men. And at the moment, people are making almost like a worship out of Donald Trump, just completely wrong. They're treating, you know, the US like it's God's kingdom on earth. Even in Australia and around the world, we have started to idolize our leaders. And we have started to believe conspiracies over the truth. We have started to become more like the world and thinking like the world than who we should be thinking like and who we should be behaving like, as in Jesus Christ and believing in God. And so guys, I just want to say, I had a dream once where God showed me a man with 666 on him, okay, representing the Antichrist. And I heard, say goodbye to the Game of Thrones. Guys, we are in a time, I fully believe, where America and other nations, Australia included, okay, I don't mention America to say Australia's any better. We have had about 5 prime ministers in like 5 or 6 years. And the Bible says that, you know, when a nation has many leaders, I can't remember the exact scripture, but it shows that there's something very wrong in a nation. And we have wicked laws as well. We have rampant wickedness and idolatry, even in the church, going on. But guys, this is symptomatic here, America, around the world. No nation is better than another at the moment in God's eyes. And we have come to a point where God has said, enough. I'm bringing the kingdoms of this world, the rulers of this world, to an end. I'm putting an end to these things. But before that happens, or before God's kingdom comes, literally one day, guys, Christ's kingdom is going to come to the earth. But first, we know from what the scripture says that the kingdoms of this world, the Game of Thrones that have been going on, if you ever watch this show, Game of Thrones, it's all about just a constant battle for power, a constant battle between different sides and different men and women, both good and evil, and, you know, but constant battle for thrones and power. Guys, what is going on right now? The kingdoms of this world, it's a battle for power, for pride, for the kingdoms of men, and it is seen that way because of the fruit that it's producing and how men and women are coming to against each other, even in the church to a degree, very sadly. And God is saying that the kingdoms of this world, the Game of Thrones that has been happening for time immemorial on the earth is coming to an end, and the Antichrist is going to be rising up. Guys, just this week, the World Economic Forum released this idea of a great reset and a plan and policy that they want to advance in the earth that says that the economies of the world that have been individual and from nation to nation, being their own entities, they want that to come to an end, and for COVID to be a reason to bring in this new worldwide unified economy and a unified system of policy, economy, etc. And it sounds all wonderful how they dress it up. The reality is, guys, this seems like it is, and I believe I have a conviction from the Lord. The Lord continuously is speaking to me. This is the final countdown. If you know that song, it's an old one now, and it sounds kind of funny now. I think it's a song from like the 1980s, but the message is clear, guys. We are in the final countdown, and what is happening with COVID right now is giving world powers, the elites, whatever you want to call them, but is giving mankind an excuse to say, listen, let's rewrite what is going on. Let's rewrite what we've done and replace it with this world system, this world government, this world economic, social, political policy that is going to be nothing but the lead up to the Antichrist. So guys, don't believe, you know, there's a lie going on at the moment, and it's from the pit of hell as well, and from men whose hearts are not right with God, and who are after fame and money and power, and even in the church, a wrong idolatry of their own lives. Of they are about, guys, sadly, even in the church, there are wolves, spiritual wolves that the Bible talks about. There are those that will fall away from Christ. There are those that, evil workers, and those that, you know, masquerade as prophets and apostles and servants of Christ, but really, their fruit shows who they really are. And there is a lie going on at the moment that is saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Guys, all you need to do is to look at the wickedness going on in nations, no matter what it may be, okay, the immorality that is clearly spelled out in the Bible, and we deceive ourselves if we think that God is going to be mocked. Whatever a man sows, he reaps. And the Bible says that he looks down from heaven and he laughs at the schemes of men. He laughs at their pride to think that they will rebel against God, whether leaders or all of us, that we can live in rebellion to God and there will be no consequences. Guys, God is rising up to judge the earth. The Bible is clear that a time like that would come. And guys, I have seen in a dream the rider on the red horse of Revelation rise up, which symbolizes war, global war. Tsunamis are coming, earthquakes are coming. Another dream I saw, a massive meteor shower, asteroid shower, light up the night sky. Hundreds of asteroids in the sky, bright yellow, just an incredible sight, fearful sight. And then all of a sudden, two or three, I believe it was three, broke away and headed directly towards the earth. And a massive bell rang out. I was outside what I believe was the US Supreme Court, and a massive bell rung out, and then I saw a missile head to Hong Kong from China. And guys, we are in a fearful time. War is coming, and many have seen other things as well. The encouragement is for the people of God. When all these things start to happen, the Bible says, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. Okay, we could be living in the time. Yes, no one knows, biblically speaking. We don't know, but we read the signs, and we know that the Lord's return could be imminent. And it's clear from Scripture that we should live in a state of imminency, of expectancy of His return. Like Paul encouraged the Thessalonians to look up and to be expectant of their Lord and Savior. And so guys, we are living in the final countdown. The encouragement is we could see the rapture so soon. The Bible shows that when men least expect it, then it happens, then He returns. And an hour they did not expect. And guys, most of the church right now, they are living in this, you know, blissful ignorance, if we can call it that. Really, it's a harmful, dangerous, idolatrous, evil ignorance, because it comes from simply just wanting you know, your whole life is for yourself. But there's this idea that, you know, we're going to go on like nothing has ever happened, and that is false. I have seen in so many dreams, I cannot tell you, a whirlwind of destruction that's coming. On one dream, I looked out over the coast and I saw a myriad of tornadoes, and some were massive. And there is a scripture that talks about that in the last time, that he will call for the whirlwinds on the coasts of the earth, a time where there will be global judgment. And guys, we are already seeing that with COVID. We fool ourselves and deceive ourselves to think that that is just nothing. Okay, guys, firstly, even in the natural, how can it be nothing when it's a global phenomenon, when it's a global thing that is affecting many people? Okay, the enemy wants us to think it's nothing. The enemy wants us to deceive us and wants us to believe whatever the news media says, whatever politicians or our favorite leader is. And the enemy is trapping people, even Christians, and blinding them to the obvious truth that it is God judging the earth. Yes, God does not want to judge the earth. God does not want to bring destruction, guys. But when men reject him to the point where there is mass rebellion, to the point of like a Sodom and Gomorrah, where there is so much wickedness that unless he destroys, unless he brings judgment, then wickedness will flood the earth and destroy and corrupt everyone. And we are living in an age, guys, where God wants men to turn, and he loves them and he wants them to be reconciled to him. But he's not going to strive with men forever. And the Bible clearly says that my spirit will not strive with men forever. At some point, God says enough, enough. And now the judgment and the final judgment. And so, guys, I believe personally we are so close to the final judgment, to the final wrath of God on the earth. The encouragement is for the people that have the blood of the Lamb like over their doorposts of their heart, like the Israelites did in Egypt, God will be with his people. He will keep them and he will take them to be with him. But we must have the blood of God that has forgiven us, that has reconciled us to him. We must have a holy fear of God that wants to continue in the grace of God, that wants to continue to be fruitful for him. Not that we earn anything or we do things from a wrong fear, but to continue to abide in him. And if you don't know him today, you need Jesus Christ. He loves you, but the hour is urgent and you must accept him as your Lord and Savior. The systems of this world are failing. The things of this world, the leaders, the policies, the things that once were so stable, and people were like, these things will never fail, they'll never change. And people used to laugh at the idea of war. I remember, guys, when God used to give me dreams of coming war, of judgments, of disasters, of, you know, even America being attacked. They used to laugh. They used to mock. They used to mock me. They used to laugh at the idea. They used to completely ignore it. And yet now it's becoming undeniable. But still, the heart of man is ignoring God, is trying to disregard these things like they're nothing, ignoring the word of God, ignoring the warnings of God, ignoring the spirit of God. But guys, God will not be ignored. And he is ringing a bell loud and clear, like I had in my dream, that now is the hour of judgment. And if we do not turn, we are in trouble. God regularly gives me the song which talks about how only 8 were saved in the flood back in Noah's time. Only a remnant are going to be saved, guys, out of this judgment that is coming, out of war that is coming. No one wants to say it. I don't enjoy this at all, guys. I wish we lived in a time of peace, of a time where only blessing and good times were coming, honestly. But that is not what God is saying. And so the most important thing for us, guys, is where are we at spiritually with God? Because if we have the blood of God that has cleansed us from sin and unrighteousness, and we have the righteousness of Christ by faith, and grace, then we are safe in Him and can be at rest and joyful. Even in a hard and a fearful time, we can be at peace and at rest, knowing we are His and we are safe in Him. But if we are not safe in Him, then we need the blood of Christ and we need Him. So guys, God is rising up to judge the earth, okay? We need to recognize that and to enter the ark like Noah did, the ark of Christ, and not trust to our favorite news network, not trust to our favorite politician. Guys, the politicians of this world will come and go. The leaders, the policies, even the good things. Guys, Camelot, okay? God spoke that to me recently, loud and clearly, Camelot. And if you look at the story of Camelot, Camelot was, whether you believe it was just mythical, it could have been, but it seems like it was, at the very least, could have been partly true or taken from the good things of the good kingdoms of the world in the past. And Camelot was a story of an idealistic, wonderful kingdom, a kingdom that strove for good ideals and morality and a pursuit of the Holy Grail and a pursuit of wanting to last forever, because it thought that if it, you know, had enough good in it, it would do that. But guys, ultimately Camelot failed. Its own leaders turned against each other and betrayed each other, and it was symbolic of, whether it's America or Australia or the kingdoms of this world throughout history, guys, none are appointed to be forever. All will rise and fall like a flower that flourishes for a time, rises up, is beautiful, but because of sin, because of the fall of Adam and Eve, it will fall. And guys, God loves America. God loves Australia. God loves the kingdoms of this world to a degree. Where He loves what's good about them, and He loves the creation He's created. But there comes a time where they will fail and fall. And guys, we're at a time now where we're coming to the end. Things are failing. Things are falling. We cannot put our trust in men. We need to put our trust in God. And so guys, I encourage you, seek the Lord while He can be found. Pray. Read the Word of God. Take God seriously. Take your relationship with God seriously. Listen to Him. Listen to what He is saying. You know, meet with the people of God. Be encouraged. Don't, you know, just try and go things by or do things by yourself. There might be a season for that, but we need the Lord. We need to be encouraged with His people. And so press into God at this time. The clock is ticking down. Guys, I had a vision once where I woke up and I saw in front of me like a movie kind of thing. I saw it with my physical eyes, a vision right in front of me of a fiery red clock that the big hand was just past 11. So it was in the last hour till midnight, and it went from about 5 past 11 to 20 past. And this clock was burning. It was an ancient clock and it was burning. And guys, the Bible says, behold, the day cometh burning like an oven, and it will consume all the wicked in that day. And so guys, God was saying clearly in that vision, listen, you are in the last hour and time is short. Time is nearly up. Seek God while He can be found. Serve God while He can be found. Keep the faith. Hope in God. Work while you still can. Serve Him. He will bless His people. He will surround them with a shield. The Bible says the angels of God will surround them, lest they dash their foot upon a stone. God will be with His people in an incredible way. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah, guys. When you have a lion with you, you have nothing to fear. He will protect. He will keep His people. It doesn't mean we won't suffer. It doesn't mean we won't go through hard things. Maybe we'll need to die for Him. But even then, guys, if you look at those that gave their lives for God in the Bible, God took them in and even kept them through horrendous things. You think of Paul, you think of Stephen, who was stoned, and yet even through that could cry out and say, you know, God, don't hold it against them. You know, the power and the protection that was in the midst of being stoned for Stephen was incredible. And so don't fear the things that are coming, guys, but be real. This is what the Spirit of God is saying. Hard times are coming. The wrath of God is being poured out on the world. Some people say that's not scriptural. Well, you don't know your Bible. You don't know the Old Testament or the New Testament. I'm sorry. Or at least you don't know that part of it. Maybe you do know the Word of God pretty well. And I don't want to beat up on any Christian here because God loves his people. But you need to look at those scriptures that clearly show that the wrath of God, Romans says, is revealed from heaven, is present tense, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. It's not just future. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against unrighteousness of men. Okay, thankfully we still have, while we're alive, before he comes back, there's still grace, there's still time, but there's only so much time left. And the time is running out. So guys, I believe there's a real urgency of the Spirit of God right now that says to his people, wake up, make the most of the time that you have, redeem the time, love each other, forgive, okay? Be fruitful while you still can, not in your own strength, but by his strength. And for those that don't know him, you need Jesus Christ. You need his forgiveness. He loves you and he created you and he wants you to be with him one day, but time is running out. The word says that we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We must all stand there for his people. That will be a joyous day where they rejoice in Christ, are thankful to him and are rewarded for the things that by his grace we were able to do and by his strength to glorify him and to love others. For those that don't know him, it will be a fearful day, a day where, because they don't have Christ and they didn't believe in him, because they mocked at his word, at his prophets, because they went their own way and thought their way was best, only hell awaits, a place of wrath where men and women will justly experience the wrath of God forever because they didn't accept the substitute. They didn't accept Jesus Christ, who took that punishment on himself and who wanted to reconcile themselves then to God, but they rejected that sacrifice, they rejected that gift, that free gift. And so on that day it will be nothing but a fearful day where they'll experience the wrath of God forever, the wrath of the enemy forever in torment. Jesus talked about this in the Bible, that people there will be in torment. Guys, do not go to that place. Save yourself from that place. Save yourself from this wicked generation and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Turn your attention to him. Turn your attention to what God is saying and save yourself while you can. And the only way to do that is to accept the salvation that only comes from Jesus Christ. So guys, bless you. Hear what the Spirit is saying. If you need to, turn off the news. Turn off even your own biases and go, Lord, what are you saying? What does your word say about this time? What does your word say about where my heart should be? What I should love, what I should turn away from? And what can I do while there is still time? Okay? Guys, in a time where the fool may be all that's left for the world, okay? There's a saying in... There's a saying in a TV show I used to love, The West Wing, and a character says, when the fool is all that's left, it matters very much how we fall. Okay? One person was saying, well, what does it matter if it's all coming to an end, if everything's going to fail eventually? What does it matter how we live and what we do? And the character says, listen, when the fool is all that's left, it matters very much. While we can, let us glorify God, do good. If this is all that's left, let us enjoy the blessings of God with gratefulness, but with humility, and let us do what we can while we can. Guys, what an exciting one sense. It's a fearful time. It is a sobering time. It is, in one sense, it's a mournful time and it's a sad time. In another sense, guys, it is an exciting time. It is a time where we go, we are living in the last hour and we get to serve God and live for Him while there is still time and do good while there's still time. And guys, one day we'll stand before Him and we'll get to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Let's be part of a historic thing, guys. We look at the apostles, we look at the men and women of God, and we go, wow, what a time to be alive. Guys, what a time to be alive now at the end of all things. And Paul lived like that. The apostles preached like that to the New Testament saints and encouraged them to look at the hope that was coming, and in the meantime, to occupy in that sense of preaching the gospel, preaching the good news, preaching the hope that is in Christ, and looking for His soon coming, His imminent coming. So guys, bless you. Continue in the faith. Stand strong. Love each other. And glorify God with your lives and what you do for Him in this last time. Bless you. God be with you.